Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 548 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business-related questions 5 days a week. We have a cool question today from Josh, but before we get to that, I just want to ask you, hey, have you picked up my new book yet, Will It Fly? You can check it out at willitflybook.com. It is a Wall Street Journal bestseller. I'm so happy to say that. And it's helped a lot of people already with validation of their next business idea. That's what this book does. It helps you validate your business idea to make sure it's one worth working toward. Because as an entrepreneur, you know, it's really hard to know if that thing you're working on is actually going to work out, if you're actually going to have paying customers on the other end. And it's a challenge because as an entrepreneur, you don't work X hours and get paid for those X hours right away. You invest a number of hours up front on something that, you know, can be hard to tell whether or not that thing's going to work out. So if you need help discovering whether or not this idea you have is actually something that will pay off, check out my new book, Will It Fly? Again, you can check it out at willitflybook.com. It's available on Kindle as a paperback book and will soon be available on audible.com as an audiobook as well. Again, willitflybook.com. All right, here's today's question from Josh.
What should I do with my social media presence before starting my online business?
Hey, Josh, thanks so much for the question. This is a very simple one because it's very clear, so I appreciate that. Before you start your business, and again, I talk about this actually in my book, Will It Fly? It's great to get involved in social media because you get to know people. And when you know people, things can happen. Absolutely. You get to know the influencers. You can get to know people in your target audience. Set up a profile. And if you don't know what your business is yet, that's okay. I think personal profiles are great, even if you are a business owner. That's why you see people who own large businesses. They are still themselves on social media. I wouldn't be afraid to do that and connect yourself to your business. Now, if that's something that you're worried about, always know that you can set up a new profile later, which is fine. But I think it's really important for you to understand that there are people out there in social media, in the world of social media, who are sharing information, who you can connect with, who you can learn from based on the language that they use, the conversations that they have, the problems that they have. I mean, at least sign up on social media to see who's out there already. In the book, I talk about this exercise called the creating your market map, where you find the three P's of your audience. The first P is the places where all the people in your target audience hang out. The second P is the people or the influencers in that space who have already earned the trust of that particular audience. And then side note, the third P is products that are already being served and offered to that particular audience. The second P, the second column, the people. That's where social media comes into play. And Twitter specifically is a great one to get started in because you can then reach out to people, you can converse with them, talk with them, start to build a relationship. And even if they're with people who you feel are way beyond where you're at, at least if you start that conversation now on Twitter, which is very nice because it's very limited in terms of how many characters you have to share and what that those conversations are like. I mean, they don't go on forever, and people pay more attention to others often on that platform because of that. When you reach out to these people later on via email or some other social media platform, you will have already had a conversation with them. So you can pick up from where you left off on Twitter, for example. So if you want to get started, the first one I would start on is Twitter. Now, I will give you some tips from this point forward in this answer with social or about social media, because that it could get really kind of cumbersome. There's a lot of different social media platforms out there. And because of that, you feel like, especially when you're starting out, that there's just so much to do. There's Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and Google+, and now there's Periscope and Anchor and Peach and Snapchat and all these other things. Yes, it's important to be on many of those platforms eventually, but at the start, you just need to pick one and go with that one and utilize that one. Start to build relationships on that platform. Then go to two. And then in terms of overall, even down the course as you're starting your business and as you've built your business and as you get experience and gain experience, I would focus on only two. Two as your primary platform. And then over time, you're going to start to discover which ones work best for you, but also which ones work best for your audience. You might find that you have the personality and that your audience responds best to something like Periscope, for example, which is live streaming, where you live stream and you can answer questions and interact with your audience. You might find that that works really well for you. And maybe that just sounds disgusting to you, and you wouldn't want to touch that because you're afraid of putting yourself on camera, which is fine, in which case something like Twitter and Facebook might be a little bit more interesting. I personally feel like I have two primary platforms, and that is Twitter by far is my number one platform, and then Facebook. The other ones that I'm on, they kind of are experimental and they round out the sort of brand and whole. But again, I didn't start on all of them at the same time. It's important to know you start with one, get comfortable with that one, make a few connections, build a few relationships, get to know people from there, research your target audience from there, and then you can expand out from there too. So yes, get on social media. It's important because that's where your people are at. That's where people who you need to know are at as well. But I wouldn't go crazy with it. And again, just make sure to focus on one first before you branch out onto the next one. You can reserve your usernames for the other ones if you wanted to, just to make sure you have those available if and when you choose to get active on those platforms. Plus, you might, through the discovery of these other platforms, feel and get to know one that's better for you than some of the others. But again, just start on one, and I would start on Twitter. It's the easiest one to get started with. You can have conversations. And again, the way to approach social media is this. This is the final tip I have for you. There are conversations happening already in the space that you're trying to get into. Don't come into a conversation brand new and just ask for things. Give, provide value, continue those conversations that are already happening and add value to those conversations that are already happening. I think it was Gary Vaynerchuk or somebody had talked about social media like this big giant party. It's like a big giant party. You walk into the gym. There's a lot of conversations happening. There's pockets of people over here. There's those people over here. There's this crew hanging out over here. They're all having conversations already. Don't go up to one of those groups and be like, hey, guys, you want to buy this thing? Don't even go up to those people and be like, hey, guys, what's, you know, and start asking questions. They're first going to want to know, like, well, who are you? Well, add to the conversations, provide value, and then you'll earn the right to ask questions. You'll build real relationships, then they'll want to get interested in you. And again, the more interested you are in others, the more interested they will become in you and what you have to offer and what you're doing. So it's going to take a while to find your voice, and that's okay. It's going to take a while to navigate the social media realm, and that's okay, and figure out how it all works. It's going to take time, but you need to get up on it. But again, get on it slowly. Pick one, master that one, and then move on to the next one. And don't go too horizontal. Stay in a couple verticals and then you'll make it work from there. So that's that. Josh, thank you so much for the question today. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you guys have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. There's a record button right there on that page. Just hit record, ask your question. Your audio doesn't need to be great. I just need to be able to hear you. It's my job to have the audio sound great on my answer. Your job just to ask the questions. And of course, thank you so much for all the questions that come in. I and my assistant listen to as many as we can, and we pull out the ones that we feel like would be great featured on the show. So if you get featured, we'll send you an AskPat t-shirt, again, free of charge, no matter where in the world you're at. And again, want to thank all of you who picked up Will It Fly and helped to make it a Wall Street Journal bestseller. If you haven't picked it up yet, go to willitflybook.com and make your purchase there. And I would love to help serve you with that book and future episodes of Ask Pat and everything else I do here for you in the Smart Passive Income brand. And as always, I like to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Tony Gwynn, San Diego Padre, late San Diego Padre. Rest in peace, Tony. Thank you for all you've done for San Diego. He was a baseball player. Anyway, he said, the minute you're satisfied with where you aren't there anymore. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.